Hi. Nick. Do you hear me? Can you... Ach so, I understand. I wanted to read now Ludwig Tieck, Das Lebens Überfluss. Because, ja, wir dachten, dass dieser Text eigentlich jetzt im Anschluss an dem, was wir die letzten Sendungen hier produziert haben, vielleicht sehr gut passt. Das Lebens Überfluss. One moment. In einem der härtesten Winter war gegen Ende des Februar ein sonderbarer Tumult gewesen, über dessen Entstehung, Fortgang und Beruhigung die seltsamsten und widersprechendsten Gerüchte in der Residenz umliefen. Es ist natürlich, dass, wenn alle Menschen sprechen und erzählen wollen, ohne den Gegenstand ihrer Darstellung zu kennen, auch das Gewöhnliche die Farbe der Fabel annimmt. In der Vorstadt, die ziemlich bevölkert ist, hatte sich in einer der engsten Straßen das Abenteuer zugetragen. Bald hieß es, ein Verräter und Rebell sei entdeckt und von der Polizei aufgehoben worden. Bald ein Gottesleugner, der mit anderen Atheisten verbrüdert, das Christentum mit seiner Wurzel ausrotten wolle, habe sich nach hartnäckigem Widerstand den Behörden ergeben und sitze nun so lange fest, bis er in der Einsamkeit bessere Grundsätze und Überzeugungen finde. Er habe sich aber vorher noch in seiner Wohnung mit alten Doppelhaken, ja sogar mit einer Kanone verteidigt, und es sei, bevor er sich ergeben, Blut geflossen, sodass das Konsistorium wie das Kriminalgericht wohl auf seine Hinrichtung antragen werde. Ein politischer Schuhmacher wollte wissen, der Verhaftete sei ein Emissär, der als das Haupt vieler geheimen Gesellschaften mit allen Revolutionsmännern Europas in innigster Verbindung stehe. Er habe alle Fäden in Paris, London und Spanien wie in den östlichen Provinzen gelenkt, und es sei nahe daran, dass im äußersten Indien eine ungeheure Empörung ausbrechen werde.
Spirit that gave me this information was Brian Epstein. He said the attempt we made in place of March 1670, and Mr. Epstein also said that Paul McCartney was alive in London. Is that true? Please take this letter seriously, because I would very much prefer you to be alive in it. Well, it's funny you never said it to me in Athens.
The only reason, if I'm going to get on the front page, I might as well get on the front page with the word peace.
But you've made yourself ridiculous.
To some people, I don't care.
If it, you're too good for what you're doing.
If it saves lives.
You don't think you... Oh, my dear boy, you're living in another netherland.
Well, you talk to
them. You don't think you saved a single life.
It didn't do a bit of use.
No,
it's still gone down, so it didn't do anything.
But, I mean, you don't equate the civil war that's going on in Nigeria with that, and then talk about, well, this is my form of protest, because people in anti-war campaigns are too serious.
Yes.
And they get battered. What do you know about a protest movement anyway?
I know a lot about it.
It's a lot more than sending your chauffeur in your car back to Buckingham Palace.
You're just a snob about it. The only way to make...
You're a fake. I mean, I know in England it's kind of smart not to be too serious about anything.
Everything needs a smile, you know.
I see.
For instance, even if...
The Pinkville Massacre, ha ha ha. Can't you give up something else that would mean a little bit more?
It doesn't, it's not the sacrifice. You can't get that into your head, can you? You've stated a half a dozen times the MBE is irrelevant. I agree. It was no sacrifice to get rid of the MBE because it was an embarrassment.
Then what kind of a protest did you make? You said, I don't know much about Nigeria.
We did an advertising campaign for peace. Can you understand that?
No, I can't.
A very big advertising campaign for peace.
And self-aggrandizing. Well, you think it's... Are you advertising John Lennon or peace?
Do you want nice middle-class gestures for peace?
Maybe.
And intellectual manifestos written by a lot of half-witted intellectuals and nobody reads them? That's the trouble with the peace movement.
Well, it just seems another Netherland. I mean, I can't think of anyone who seems more remote from the ugliness of what's happening.
All right.
I do see you getting up on a Tuesday morning and thinking, let's see, what should we do today and what war is going on?
Well, that's your imagination, you know, really.
You know, you carry on. Why don't you make a film while you're at it?
I'm someone who admired you very much.
Well, I'm sorry you like your own property and you thought I was very satirical and witty and you liked Hard Day's Night, Lord, but I've grown up for you, obviously, haven't I?
Have you?
Yes, Bob.
What have you grown up to?
No, 29.
Yes, yes. How is Greece?
It's beautiful.
We did a nice war protest on the Army TV while we were there.
By the way, you know.
I suppose you didn't like us going to Greece, eh? You think you shouldn't go to a fascist country like Greece, and but it's all right to live in a fascist country like Britain or America, is it?
I think America is a good place to live right now, because, I mean, if you were interested or committed and not too cowardly, you might conceivably make a difference by what you did. That's one of the...
Well, we've been trying to go to America to do something for the last 7 or 8 months, but I can't get in. Oh, yes, we'll turn it.
Seriously, understand how they protest, my dear. They don't.
Will you tell me, what were they singing at the moratorium?
Which, I mean, the moratorium,
the recent big one, they were singing Give Peace a Chance, you know.
A song of yours, probably.
Well, yes, and it was written specifically for them.
Where are we, and what is this, and what have you have to do with the moratorium? So they sang one of your songs.
Well, if you...
Great song, sure, but is that all you can say about that, the moratorium?
You were saying that in America they're so serious about the protest movement.
Yes, they are.
But they were so flippant that they were singing a happy-go-lucky song, which happens to be one I wrote, and I'm glad they sang it. And when I get there, I'll sing it with them when I get in. And that was a message from me to America or to anywhere, that I used my songwriting ability to write a song that we could all sing together. And I'm proud that they sang it at the moratorium. I wouldn't have cared if they'd sang We Shall Overcome, but it just so happens they sang that, and I'm proud of it. And I'll be glad to go there and sing with them.
Make it jolly.
I will make it jolly.
Yes, we have to make it jolly.
We can't all afford to be neurotic.
Maybe we might.
You by being jolly?
Yes, it's because the thing is, when you're happy and when you're smiling, you don't want to kill somebody, do you? You know, it's when you're very serious you start to think about violence and death and killing. I mean, have you ever seen a person killing somebody with a smile on his face and being happy? No, killers are unhappy people. And they're violent because they're so unhappy and so damn serious.
Did it ever occur to you
about that? I mean...
Thank you.
Goodbye. Well, I think that's what you wanted.
But the last point was a good point, and she didn't want to respond to
that. She didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
Everything is hopeless. Whatever I do, just hopeless. Even my own body has no soul. Something better than the present. I'm feeling something died inside of me. Oh, I wanna say goodbye, 'cause I don't wanna cry. I don't wanna cry. Don't say goodbye. Don't say goodbye. Been waiting for so long. All along I was making songs. This is the last dance at the final hour. Want to count the stacks every hour. Want to make it rain, money shower. Got my lesson learned, what I deserve. Want to fly so bad, type what I cannot. Put it in the world. All I ever had, type what I have only love. I have only I will never lie. Think of you, baby, day by night. That shit all the time. I'm alone. I'm as young and they want me to die. They wish that I would give up, but you know I still try. Push me down and I go up like twice so high. Push me down and I go up like twice so high.
Cocaine. pity, but stay all night. Cocaine around my room. If mama won't you come here quick, it's so old cocaine making me sick. Cocaine around my room. Come on, baby, all dressed in blue. Hey, baby, what you gonna do? Cocaine all around my room. Hey, baby, won't you come here quick? This old cocaine is making me sick. Cocaine all around. Turned up me, looking for a guy to call cocaine. Cocaine all around my brain. Then I walked down 10th Street, turned down B, looking for a guy to call Lucy. Cocaine all around my brain. Hey, baby, gonna stay all night. Cocaine all around my brain. Hey, baby, won't you come here quick? This old cocaine is making me sick. Cocaine all around my brain. Oh, I've just been out of my home. Goddamn, I'm gonna be on my head. Cocaine all around my brain. I'm old. It's bad in the town.
Hallo?
Hallo!
Hallo! Well, ja. Moment! Ah, so great you're calling! Hallo, Sue!
Hallo, kannst du mich hören?
Yeah, I'm listening to you now. How was your trip to Berlin this morning? How are you?
It was very well. The sun was shining so, so bright. And I was really delighted. It was a delicious dream that I had.
All right. That's great. Wait a moment. That's really nice that you had a nice trip to Berlin. I was sleeping in the morning, but then I woke up. No problem. It's behind the radio now, and you got.
I know.
We have no credit. We were reading this im das Lebensüberfluss, weil wir selbst auch hier ohne Credit im Studio sitzen und niemanden anrufen konnten. Gott sei Dank, Sue. Here you are. What is it?
Yeah. Are we live here on Sendung?
Yeah, you're online. You're on air. How do you feel on air? How do you feel? We feel a bit surreal.
We want to
ask a question. Nick, do you want to ask a question? You wanted to change your identity. So what? Yeah. In which direction is it going now when you change your identity?
I think the question is what will happen if I change my identity.
You don't know what's happening there, then. But just try. Just try to get a new direction. What did you say right now? I didn't understand. Hello? Yeah, you read my message, so we cannot talk about everything, but just maybe.
Just a little bit.
Where's your identity going now?
Nick, what is your question for me?
Nick, do you have a question?
But I can also try to say anything or describe where I am right now.
Yeah, genau, where are you? I think you said there is someone else with you.
A good idea. I'm now in Wedding with my good artist friend.
All right. So what are you doing?
We eat cheesecake with orange and mint and chocolate and black coffee.
All right.
On a very, very great table. And I don't know, my friend seems very shy. So do you want to say anything? Say hello. Okay, we don't want to talk with, so maybe.
Warte mal, können wir würden noch ein, also hier auch ein Stück spielen von.
Welches Stück? Achso, ja. Ich würde euch gerne ein kleines Stück von.
Ja, was denn? Genau.
Von dem hohen Gesundbrunnen aus dem hohen Berg der Aussicht im Dschungel Dings um.
Was?
Ah ja, und ich könnte euch noch ein paar Haikus vorlesen. Immerhin.
Ah, you need to, you cannot listen. Oh, wait a minute.
Was? Also, ein Moment.
Yeah, what's happening?
Was vergeht, bewegt sich. Keine Zeit. Stillstand in Unendlichkeit.
Okay.
Fehlerhaft ist der Anfang.
Fehlerhaft ist der Anfang. Okay. Wie geht's weiter?
Gut, das war von mir.
Das war von dir. Fehlerhaft ist der Anfang. Wie geht es denn weiter ohne Fehler?
Ja gut, das war's. Dann ist da ein so ein Strichpunkt.
Strichpunkt.
It will be continued.
It will be continued.
And then we can say something.
Yes, do. How many people are in the kitchen at your place now? I don't know. Are you in the kitchen? Where are you?
Ich bin in einem Café.
Ach, in einem Café.
Wie heißt das Café? Das Café heißt Miss Plop und es ist in Wedding.
Bekloppt? Wie heißt das? Bekloppt?
Es heißt Miss Plop Café
in
der Eulerstraße.
Ah, kenne ich überhaupt
9A.
Nicht. Da war ich noch nie, glaube ich.
Ja, ich
Eulerstraße.
Ganz süß hier. Die haben echt leckeren Kuchen, schöne Lampen.
Okay.
Ich kann das nicht Cafés beschreiben.
Okay, no problem. Ich dachte, ihr seid irgendwo zu Hause.
Nee, wir wollten, aber ich könnte euch noch mal in 10 Minuten anrufen und ein kleines Flötenkonzert geben, wenn ihr wollt.
Stimmt, ihr wolltet ein Flötenkonzert geben, ja. Wir haben jetzt, wie lange wird das Flötenkonzert denn gehen? Weil wir haben nur noch 20 Minuten Zeit und
20 Minuten.
Ja, und vielleicht haben wir noch mal einen Anruf. Aber könnt ihr nicht jetzt das Flötenkonzert geben, vielleicht?
Im Café?
Come on, im Café. Vielleicht kriegt ihr danach ein bisschen Geld. Also vielleicht kriegt ihr eine kleine Spende. Ihr braucht doch auch irgendwie irgendetwas zum Überleben. Macht das Flötenkonzert doch jetzt und dann sammelt ihr ein paar Spenden bitte ein. Das ist die einzige Möglichkeit, die ihr jetzt habt. Ohne.
Wir machen jetzt ein Kaffeekuchen-Flöten-Besteck. Konzert.
Ja, bitte jetzt, macht es doch.
Okay,
bitte
jetzt. Live on
danach air. Müssen wir hier
Angela
auch.
Angela
and Sue.
Okay, fang an.
Fang an. Euer Flötenkonzert. Da kommt jetzt noch was dazu. Aber es hört sich gut an. Also eigentlich finde ich, ihr habt eine kleine Spende verdient, nicht wahr? Ja.
Danke, danke.
Ja, danke. That was really nice.
Das war geil.
Ja, das war so
Brunnen mit der goldenen Flöte umher.
Das Paar am Gesundbrunnen mit der goldenen Flöte? Ja, das hört sich genauso an.
Habibi, Habibi, ich vermisse
Habibi.
Euch.
Ja, hier ist Frankfurt, Prudi. Wir vermissen euch, Schatzis, auch. Ja, yeah, you know. Aber jetzt, glaube ich, übernimmt Nick wieder das Steuer in dieser Sendung. Psst, wir müssen ruhig sein. Bye-bye, Sue. Bye-bye, Sue.
Bye-bye,
hey, danke. Thanks for calling us and let's talk soon. Thanks for the concert. Bye-bye. Ciao, ciao. Ciao, ciao. Ciao, ciao.
ولا شربت شراب الماء من عطش إلا رأيت خيالا منك في الكاس
Remix by Limo DJ
في رضاك
Shaqani al-mahbub Time we do have. Let me confirm quickly a couple rumors with you.
Yes.
One of them, has it ever been settled whether Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds was a code for anything?
It never was, and nobody believes me. I even saw some famous star introducing, I've forgotten who it was, introducing a Lennon McCartney show, and it was Mel Torme saying about how Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds was about LSD. This is the truth. My son came home with a drawing and showed me this strange-looking woman flying around. I said, what is it? He said, it's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And I thought, that's beautiful. I immediately wrote a song about it. Uh-huh. The song had gone out, the whole album had been published, and somebody noticed that the letters spelt out LSD. And I had no idea about it. And, of course, after that, I was checking all the songs to see what the letters spelt out.
Yeah.
They didn't spell out anything, none of the others. And it wasn't about that at all, you know.
They could do that with Eleanor Rigby.
But nobody believes, you see. Yeah.
Stood for
there was Henry the Horse in a song I wrote called Mr. Kite. The lyrics, which I got most of it off, was an old poster for an old-fashioned circus, you know, from the 1800s. And it was all about Pablo Fanke's fair, and the horse was there. And they said Henry the Horse was horse, which I didn't know anything about
happiness
then, you know.
And
Happiness is a Warm Gun was another one, they said, which was banned on the radio. They said it was about shooting up drugs. And it was the front of a gun magazine which said, Happiness is a Warm Gun. You know, they're advertising guns. I thought it was so crazy that I made a song out of it.
Do you ever think of anything, I don't know if you knew Janis Joplin well or Jimi Hendrix
we didn't
or all,
meet,
but
she sent me a birthday tape on my birthday. Last birthday, Yoko asked all different people to make a tape for me, and she was one of them, and we got it. After she died, it arrived in the post, that she was singing Happy Birthday to me in the studio.
What do you think could be done about drug overdosing in
well,
or out of the profession of
I
music?
I think the basic thing nobody asked is why do people take drugs of any sort, from alcohol to Aspros to hard drugs? And that question has to be resolved first before you think, well, what can we do for the poor drug addict? Why do we and you and anybody have to have these accessories to normal living to live? I mean, is there something wrong with society that's making us so pressurized that we cannot live in it without guarding ourselves against it? So it's that basic, the problem. I think if people are allowed to be a bit more free and express themselves, they wouldn't have to inhibit themselves by taking drugs to not be hurt. People take drugs and drink so they don't feel what's going on around them.
Mm-hmm. Total freedom for everybody is our goal, you know. That way, you know, it will be a utopia.
People are frightened of freedom. They think freedom, oh, there'll be excesses. Of course there would be excess to an extent, and then it would settle down. The way the porno films don't pull so many people in now. So what? It'll level out. And all forms of freedom will be the same as that. If people are allowed to be completely free, it will level out and people would be less inhibited and not be frightened of each other and wouldn't have to take drugs to prevent being hurt by each other.
We're almost out of time. Was that your house, by the way, in the film?
That's our house, yeah. I just wish to mention that my son visits me every weekend at that house, which is a beautiful home in Ascot with 80 acres of ground. Yoko's daughter is not allowed to visit us because... Her ex-husband won't let her see him, let her see her own daughter. All Yoko wishes is that now and again, Kyoko could be brought to that house to spend some time with her mother and with my son, Julian, because it's a beautiful home. We have 8 or 10 children living there that belong to the staff.
That's wonderful.
And we're not allowed to see our daughter. And Yoko's going mad, as any mother would, because her daughter's been withheld from her. That's all we have to say about that. But that's the house waiting for her, if you're watching, Yoko.
We must take a message from our locals, and we'll be right back. We've come to the end.
I can glimpse the darkness out your mind.